Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends, families, and associates. It's been wonderful, the expansion of the show, both nationally as well as internationally. It's just been wonderful. Now, today, it's all about travel. We have Jesse Newgarden. He's the CEO of Dollar Flight Club. You know what? He's here to provide information on the most affordable international destinations, European destinations, domestic destinations, beach destinations, even getaways for Memorial Day weekend. He is a wealth of knowledge. He's going to share with you his Dollar Flight Club that's grown to about 3 million people looking at the best deals, newsletters, and all that kind of stuff, which would be really awesome. Now, with that, I'm going to be talking about and just providing you an economic update with all that uncertainty that's going on. I just thought it'd be a good idea to start talking to you a little bit about that so you can understand what's going on and all that kind of good stuff. So business owners are already feeling the pain of tariffs, but in a few weeks, the first tangible effects of the trade policy will start to be felt by consumers. The reality is some possible signs, as we're seeing here with our current economy is heading, is like Southwest Airlines. The CEO recently noted that an air travel is declining to levels not seen since the pandemic. Pepsi Company cut its earnings per share forecast for the entire year amidst heightened economic uncertainty. Chipotle, one of the strongest fast food casual restaurants chains in the country, just reported a first decline in over since 2020. Walmart CEOs noted that budget pressures on consumers are exhibiting stress behavior due to money running out. So if airlines stop snacks, restaurants, events, discounts, retailers are noting a sharp pullback in consumer spending. And what do you think that means for the economy? Stores typically keep a month's worth of inventory in stock. And right now, replenish orders are being curbed in the midst of uncertainty and chaos. Supply will get tight, and imports will start to get much more expensive. We're on the brink of possible recession and inflation, and that does not bode well for investors, especially in the distribution phase. So think about how all this could possibly affect individuals and thoughts on the overall state of economy, how quickly things could possibly spiral out of control. And these conditions continue, it will force the Fed Reserve into a tough situation. That means printing money. Gold is already screaming the only possible way out is for printing and stimulating central bank intervention. So buckle up. Things don't change soon. The ride is going to get really interesting. From a financial planning perspective, retirement perspective, once again, it comes down to proper asset allocation to be able to navigate through the uncertainty. Of course, all this can change on a dime. However, there's a lot that has been set in motion. And folks, it's halftime. Time to make some adjustments. Time to focus on a win. So this is a wonderful time for each and every one of you to start looking at what you're doing, making the adjustments so you can protect that income that you have obligated to support and maintain your lifestyle, cover things in case your spouse passes away, all that kind of stuff to make sure that's going to be there when you win it. So you know what? Stick with us. We're going to be right back. We'll look forward to seeing you right here on Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to introduce you to Jesse Newgarten. He is the CEO and founder of Dollar Flight Club. It's a travel membership service that helps more than 3 million people save on flight costs. You know what? You might not know this or can tell from the accent, but he's originally from South Africa. And now he's in Utah. But Jesse spent more than a decade turning his passion for travel and the knack for finding incredible fare deals into a business that helped millions book dream vacations. Now, he's also known as the Travel Hacker. And, you know, Jesse regularly shares his travel savings expertise on media outlets, not only here on podcasts and radio and TV shows, but things like New York Times, Fortune, Newsweek, Forbes, Travel and Leisure, Condo Nest, NBC News, CBS News, and, you know, a lot of local TV stations. So we're lucky to have him. I hear he has a fetish for Boeing 747s. I don't know what that is. We can get into that a little bit later. But Jesse, hey, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate you being part of the show.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. Yeah, excited to be here.
I appreciate it. So, you know what? This has got to start somewhere. So tell everybody, how did this get going for you? Because, you know, you don't easily get to 3 million people following you and saying, where are the deals?
Yeah, no, of course. Yes, I mean, we've been, you know, working at it for, you know, seven, eight years at this point. You know, really where it came from is, like you mentioned, you know, I grew up flying between South Africa and the U.S., you know, a couple times a year with my parents, you know, really fell in love with aviation. So really, you know, it's always been a passion of mine since really young, you know, kind of, you know, growing up. It was always the same, traveling a lot, really loved it. And as I got older, you know, I was in college, I was traveling a lot, always able to find good deals. And, you know, being in college and on a budget, you got to find good deals to travel, right? That's how it goes. So I was doing that a lot for myself, helping some of my friends. And, you know, what kind of happened is people would keep reaching out to me, friends, family, you know, friends of family. Hey, can you help me find a good deal? I'm trying to go, you know, to Europe this summer. I want to go back to South Africa. And it kind of, you know, clicked in my head like, hey, maybe I can turn this into a business because I'm really passionate about it, helping people save money on travel. It's fun. It's fulfilling. And at that time, you know, I was really inspired by how Hopper, if you guys are familiar with Hopper, great travel product, how they have such a really good tech-driven approach helping people save money. It's different than what we're doing, but it kind of inspired me to say, hey, like, let's turn this into a business and really help as many people as I can, you know, find good deals and travel to places, you know, they never thought they could get to. So
no, that's wonderful, because you know what? So many people, you know, I'll just say this, my 750,000 listeners, viewers, and all that, travel's gigantic because they're all at the age where they want to start going places. I mean, I have two kids that are in their just mid-20s, and they just went to Japan for 12 days with their friends, and they were able to find some great travel deals. And it was always on the hunt because there's always a budget involved. Not too many people have the privilege of being able to spend whatever they want on travel. But the reality is you can go to a lot of places for inexpensive if you really look and find the deals. So that's where people like yourself come into play, and especially if somebody can get on a list and say, hey, this is popping up, let's go.
Right.
So one of the things that it's really interesting is this. Let's just talk about, before we get into the deals and all that, I was just thinking, how long should people start looking to prepare to, you know, travel? Should it be a couple weeks out, 3 weeks out, a month? What would be the best way to do it if they're trying to get the best deals for travel?
Yeah, so, you know, the best deals is the earlier you can book, the better. You know, I think some people say, you know, hey, wait till the last minute. Maybe there'll be a deal that pops up. That just doesn't happen anymore. You know, last minute deals, you're always going to pay more. It doesn't really happen. You know, maybe one out of 100,000 times you're going to get a good deal. So, you know, what we say is if you're trying to, you know, international, it's 4 to 6 months out. You know, that's kind of what the bread and butter number is and where you want to focus. If you're looking domestically, you have a little bit more time, and that's 2 to 3 months. So, you know, the way to go about it is, and usually what I do is, you know, say, you know, I'm going to Europe, I'm going to Sweden and France this summer, and about 6 months or 7 months before, you know, what I did is I set an alert I said, hey, I'm going, you know, this is where I need to go, and start tracking those prices, you know, because I know that within between 4 and 6 months out, it's going to be the cheapest it's going to be. And when I find a deal that I feel really good about, and, you know, our data is telling us that's a good price, I'm going to go ahead and book it. Because a lot of people may not know this, but with a lot of the major airlines in the US, if you book a flight, say with American Airlines, it's $400 round trip, and then the price goes down, you can reach out to them and get a credit, right? So that's, you know, not every airline does that, but there's a lot of them that do that. So it's always, you know, best interest, book early when you feel good about the price. And that's kind of the time frame that we set.
So, you know, it's interesting you say that, because in the cruise industry, I have somebody that's been on with the cruise industry, and they say, you know what, if you could get on that list where they're reaching out to you first about a cruise, you can probably get the best deals, not only for the cruise, but the onshore costs and all that stuff, because they're looking to book the cruise as quick as possible because they want the revenue. They want it now. They don't want it, you know, later on. So the quicker they can get your dollars in, the better it is for them. Because if they could use it for 6 months before you actually travel, that's beautiful for them because they can make a lot of money. So, so I think that's really interesting. And you're right. I used to be one of those people that would wait until the last deal showed up. And that obviously doesn't occur anymore, because even if you look at old Southwest Airlines, they get more and more expensive the closer you get. And sometimes if you don't book one day, it jumps up the next day. So you're 4 to 6 months out. How do you start preparing when you get closer and closer to the date? Obviously you get a discount on travel. What are the things that you want to pay attention to if you're moving forward into your month out from that travel date? You already got your, you know, when do you go about getting your hotel and stuff like that? Do you do that 4 to 6 months out, or you're looking at different time zones?
I usually book, I like to keep, you know, particularly right now, you know, with prices fluctuating quite a bit, just with all of the political stuff happening, tariffs, all that stuff. So particularly within the last couple of months, anything I'm booking, I'm booking fully refundable stuff. So usually with hotels, even in the past, I usually go and I use booking.com most of the time, because you can book hotels that are fully refundable or changeable, because I know I want to book really early, but then I also have flexibility because hotels are the same. I think hotels are, the earlier you book, the better deal you're going to get. So it's a similar time frame, you know, 4 to 6 months, I would say, out. But I think hotels, you're going to have, there's less deals to be had in the hotel space in terms of, you know, if you're going to a particular destination for a particular thing, because they're going to really base that on demand. You know, if the hotel is next to like the F1 stadium or something like that, you know, it's going to be very different, and that's going to be really priced high. So I would always say it's 4 to 6 months. It's a little different than flights, but that's really where we focus, is on the flights piece. It's relatively similar for hotels.
No, I always actually like to ask everybody the way they go about doing things. And everybody has a different philosophy. I like yours. So let's start talking a little bit about the deals. Where would be the best place to get, you know, affordable? What's the most affordable international destinations now?
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, comparing last year to this year, you know, we're seeing prices fluctuate very quickly. You know, demand's booming, but prices are really fluctuating more than ever. You know, one of the big things that we've seen, which is really interesting, is, you know, international deal volume, which means the amount of deals that fit within the threshold that we say is a good deal based on average prices, is up 32% for this summer compared to last summer. So there's a lot of deals to be had. So it's a pretty significant jump. And based off of that, you know, what we're seeing in terms of the top international destinations, you know, I'll talk through maybe the top five. Most affordable is one, Cancun, Mexico, London, Paris, Tokyo, and Rome. You know, those are top five, you know, based on, you know, departures from the top 10 busiest airports in the United States. Lowest, you know, a lot of deal frequency, a lot of airlines flying there, which helps keep prices low. And, you know, we're talking about economy fares here at the moment. So,
okay. So like, for example, just throw something out there like London. So going from the USA LAX to London, what could somebody possibly get a flight for right now?
Yeah, so what we're seeing, the best deals we're seeing, is between $500 and $750 round trip. You know, that's what we're deeming is a good deal, and what we're seeing from that airport or from, you know, to London.
Yeah, you know, that's actually about $350 cheaper than it was for me going there last year.
Yep, there you go.
My wife wants to go back to Paris. So what are the deals right now?
Yeah, it's a little bit higher. It's about $550 to $800 round trip. looking at the top 10 busiest U.S. airports. So you know, I think from East Coast cities, it's probably on the lower end. West Coast is probably on the higher end there, just a little further. It's cool to see, you know, a mix, you know, in the top five, you know, because we got Mexico, got Europe. We also have Tokyo as well, which, you know, Tokyo is very trendy right now. Everyone's going there. You know, they want to go in the summertime. They want to go experience the food. They want to go skiing and snowboarding. That's a really popular one. And people are loving it and really booking that one.
So Cancun, you know, I'm on the West Coast. Cancun is off of Texas, I think. Maybe I got that messed up. But what it costs there?
It's pretty cheap, particularly from, you know, if you're flying from Texas, Florida, Southern California, you can find the deals for $250, you know, $300 round trip. So it's really affordable. A lot of all-inclusive hotels there, you know, which we're seeing a lot of travelers take advantage of now, is kind of, you know, particularly people are a little more price sensitive for this summer compared to in the past, mm-hmm. just with, you know, the economic climate. So we're seeing people go to places like Cancun, and, you know, we also have, Cancun is also on, you know, our members kind of tell us every year, hey, these are the places that are on our dream destination list. Mm-hmm. Cancun's, you know, number four on that list. So we're kind of seeing people gravitate towards places like that where you can get all inclusive hotels and all kind of comes together. So you know what you're going to spend, you know, before you go. You're not doing a la carte. So mm-hmm. it's really pretty interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to the all inclusives. They're pretty nice. Got great meals, great restaurants, lots of stuff to do.
Right.
There's a few extra excursions you pay for, but quite frankly, it's probably less expensive. It's probably less expensive than doing each thing individually. So that's wonderful. Hey, folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Jesse Newgarden.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show. I truly want to thank you for tuning in and appreciate you sharing us with your friends and families. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. I'd love it if you check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, AMFM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to, you know, solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. So I just want to welcome Jesse back to the show. Jesse, thanks again for being here with us today. Folks, it's the summer, so let's start talking about beach destinations. Where's the most affordable ones to go, Jesse?
Yeah, so, you know, I think everyone, you know, when you kind of think beach spots, you think, you know, Hawaii, you think, you know, south of France, you think the Maldives, you know, but, you know, if you go there, you know, what you're going to see is premium prices, particularly for the summer, right? You're going to see, you know, $1,000, $1,500 round trip. And, you know, we don't want people, you know, we don't want to send people deals, but, you know, that's not a deal, right? So we did the work, we looked into it. And what we're really seeing and we recommend is people, you know, look south, look to Latin America, look to the Caribbean. You know, what you're going to find is really value packed beach vacations that are much cheaper for the flight and while you're there than going to Europe. And you're going to get, you know, beautiful resort experiences, you know, similar turquoise waters. What we're seeing, you know, thinking about the top five, one, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, great place, beautiful beaches, Liberia, Costa Rica. Costa Rica is one of my favorite countries to visit. Beaches are amazing. Then we're going to have Colombia is number three on the list. Cartagena, Belize City, and then Nassau, Bahamas. That's really the top five that we're seeing most affordable when you look at average round trip airfare, but then also taking into account, you know, costs while you're there. And that's kind of what we're talking to our members about. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, my favorite place, Liberia, Costa Rica, what we're seeing is average round trip fare in the summer is $600 round trip, which is pretty good. You know, looking at, you know, the top 10 US busiest US airports with departures. And that's kind of what we're seeing. Where we recommend people to go and give it a try if you haven't been, or maybe you've already been.
I've actually been to Costa Rica and the Nassau Bahamas. I haven't been to Belize, but here's a question I have for you. Cartagena, Colombia. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the movie Romancing the Stones, and you know, Colombia is this little scary place. I tell you what, I've got a lot of people that are asking questions. Is Colombia safe? Is Cartagena safe? Do you have to stay at the resorts, or the places you can go tour and you don't have problems? Or is it far away from all the junk that's going on? Those are the type of questions I'm getting.
You know, I don't want to say, I can't speak from firsthand experience. I haven't been there before, but, you know, I've heard from members that have gone, my parents have gone, and they felt quite safe. So, you know, I guess I could speak from my parents' experience. Okay. They felt safe. They went to the beaches, they stayed at resorts, you know, they went out at night, you know, they just, you know, I think it's like, you know, like many big cities where, you know, maybe, you know, you stay, just be smart, right? You know, don't stay out too late. Don't walk around in not busy places. So I think it's like any big city, just kind of the same precautions, I think. And that's kind of what I would recommend based on, you know, the feedback I've gotten from people who have gone. But I definitely don't think it's a scary, you know, place to not go by any means. I think it's,
great. That's what, that's what people want to know. It's just you know, the worst part about our world is people don't have enough information to make a decent decision. They've only heard stuff from friends. And or seeing the movie junk that might be false or might be true. Who knows? Who cares? But at the end of the day, it still scares people. So they, you know, I got a lot of listeners and viewers are like, oh, what about this? But here's a question. What would it cost to go round trip to Belize?
Yeah. So Belize is about $629 on average. So right around there is what we're seeing. Kind of, you know, we're talking peak summer here. Okay. So that's peak summer. So it's not, you know, it's not the cheapest, like, you know, we see deals to other places. Like we talked about, you know, Cancun, you know, we've seen that, but I think these are places where you can get a lot of bang for your buck, even though the flight's a little bit more expensive.
So what's the date duration for peak summer for Belize?
Well, we're talking about peak summer, you know, like U.S. summer, right? So thinking.
So May to August or May to September?
I think we look at May and September as shoulder season. I'm not sure if you talk about that at all.
No.
So generally, you can get the best deals if you travel during shoulder season. So one of the tips, you know, that we have and we talk about a lot, if you're really trying to save, is go to the most popular places during shoulder season. So that means in Europe, that's May and September, right? Because everyone's on school holidays, everyone wants to travel during June, July, and August. If you go in September, you're gonna have less crowds, cheaper flights, cheaper hotels. It's gonna be much more enjoyable in a lot of ways. So that's kind of one of the things. I take advantage of that every year. So
you know what? I've actually never, in all the years I've talked to people who've done travel, I've never heard of shoulder season. They might call it something different, but so basically, you're looking at May because everybody's still in school. They're not traveling. You're looking at September because they're going back to school and there's less people and it's still nice from a weather standpoint. And since less and less people are there, you can get a great deal.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the probably, you know, I've got a couple of tips to save, you know, but that's probably one of the biggest ones is just when you go, you know, if you have flexibility, maybe you're retired, you know, maybe you're just out of school or something like that. You know, for example, I went to Greece last summer. We went in September. We went to the Greek islands. The crowds were probably 50% of what they are. The ferries were, you know, 50% of what they usually are just 3-4 weeks before. Much cheaper, much more enjoyable. And the water was still super warm, you know, wasn't any different. And the weather was great. So, you know, definitely recommend it. And yeah, it's called shoulder season. And you know, that's Europe shoulder season, May and September, obviously for places in maybe Asia, Latin America. because that's a little different just based on the seasons. But, you know, that's how we, it's a really good one to talk about.
So here's a question. You're from South Africa. What's silver season in South Africa? Because I know everything's switched because like December, it's usually hot. Where our December, it's usually colder. Is that right? Did I get that messed up?
That's right. Yeah. So it's essentially opposite, right? So it really falls between the peak summer and winter travel periods. So it's like April, May, and then September, October. So I guess it's relatively similar. But yeah, December is going to be the hottest and the most expensive. Yeah.
No, I was going to say we like to go to Cabo San Lucas and we stayed at an all-inclusive place, but we usually go in the first week of February and the temperature is still in the high 70s and early 80s, but it's sunny. So
exactly.
I'll have to knock on wood. We haven't gotten any rain.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we get to see the whales. So that's kind of cool. Yeah. So, okay. So talk about Liberia. That's not a term, a location I've heard a lot. So tell us about that destination a little bit, what you love about it, why you go there and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. So Liberia, Costa Rica, you know, it's one of the big, it's probably the second biggest city in Costa Rica outside of San Jose, but it's on the West Coast. A lot of direct flights in there there's some California, Florida, Texas. So it's pretty easy to get to and affordable. And it gets you within an hour or 2 hours from some of the top West Coast beach towns in Costa Rica, like Tamarindo, Nassara, Playa Flamingo. So that's really what I think drives us there. And, you know, we actually went there on a company retreat, last year. So the whole team went down, and it was a really great experience and, want to go back. So that's really the draw for Liberia. It's closer to the rainforest, I think, some of the national parks. So it's just a smaller town, easier to get to than maybe San Jose, which is a little bigger, a little further out. Unless you're going to the Caribbean coast, then you probably want to fly into San Jose. But if you're thinking, if you're traveling there, you go to the West Coast, fly into Liberia, it's much closer.
Okay, yep. Great. Folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Jesse Newgarden. We're going to be talking a little bit about the most affordable destinations. And stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. We have Jesse Newgarden, the CEO of Dollar Flight Club, with us today, talking about the most affordable destinations. Right now, we're going to be talking about the most affordable domestic destinations here in the United States. So Jesse, welcome back to the show. Again, we appreciate you being here. And you know what? We love the fact that you're answering all of our viewers' questions. So let's talk about those domestic destinations that, you know, that are most affordable. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, of course. So, you know, domestic travel, obviously, you know, it's booming. People are talking about it. A lot of people are looking at, you know, a lot of international travel this summer, but there's a big portion that are looking at staying domestic. There's a lot of airline strategy shifts happening, which is interesting to see. And the airlines are putting a lot of more routes here in the US, which is helping domestically to drop prices a bit. So, you know, when we look at domestic flights or domestic deals, you know, what we're seeing, some interesting ones in the top 10 is number one, San Diego, California. You know, we're seeing that as a really good high value and really good deal to get there. We're seeing deals, you know, about $100 round trip on budget airlines, what we're seeing, which is really...
When you say budget airlines, are we talking Southwest, JetBlue, Frontier?
So a combo of Southwest and Frontier. That's okay. Kind of what we're seeing. And then at the higher end, we're seeing up to $223 round trip to San Diego. And that's what you're going to probably see on your American Airlines or your Delta. So the bottom of the average by budget, but most people will want to look at probably, legacy carriers like Delta or American, and that's probably $200-$250 round trip. The other one, which is exciting, you know, other side of the coast, number two on the list is Charleston, South Carolina. And people love going there. We have a lot of interest in it from our members. A lot of airlines fly in there. Delta's a big one there, and then a lot of budget airlines as well. Like Avelo is one that goes in there as well. And that's, you know,
what's the name of that airline?
Avelo.
Avelo. Okay.
And we're seeing on the low end $86 round trip, and that's definitely on your Frontiers, your Avelos, and then up to $200 round trip on your Deltas, your Americans. And that's a really fun city. A lot of culture. A lot of great restaurants. Definitely recommend if you haven't visited. The beaches are great there as well, particularly for the summer. Mm-hmm. And then another one, the other one I'll talk about on the list is Austin, Texas. We're seeing really great deals in there. It's a big place for Delta. They fly a lot out of there, and then Southwest as well. So the prices are relatively cheap. We're seeing the low end $106 round trip. At the high end, $233 round trip. So all of these are really affordable this summer, and that's really due to economic pressures and then airlines adding routes. So mm-hmm. there's more supply at the moment for those routes, and we're seeing the prices pretty low for the time being. But you know, we're getting really close to summer, and you know, these will likely go up over the coming weeks, but not sure how much.
Yeah, no, I would expect the more uncertainty, the less people. Let's see, Chipotle, Pepsi, Walmart, they're all expressing their revenues are down because shoppers are down. People are being far more budget conscious. And the more we see of that causes more price cuts, and the same thing that goes along with airlines. So that's kind of a really cool thing for travelers.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
So what's next?
So, you know, we're also talking about on the list, you know, we have some other beach destinations that are right there. So one of the big ones, obviously Florida, the West Palm Beach. So a little north of Miami and Fort Lauderdale. They got a smaller airport in there, which is really great. And it's a really big retiree place. So there's a lot of airports or airlines that fly in there. We're seeing at a low end, $126 round trip. At the high end, $185. So probably, you know, extremely affordable. Beaches are really beautiful. A lot of big hotels and a lot of place to stay there as well.
Well, quite frankly, anywhere from $100 to $200 is unbelievably affordable for travel.
Exactly.
So that's great.
Yeah.
So, okay, West Palm Beach, what's next?
Yeah. So, what we're also seeing is Washington, D.C., which is quite different. Not really a beach place, but a lot of history, a lot of fun museums. So we're seeing D.C. At $100 round trip. At the low end, and that's on, you know, budget carriers, and then up to $220 on the high end. From, you know, that's probably particularly from it's a big hub, right? They've got three airports within an hour, right? You got DCA, IAD, BWI in Baltimore, which is not too far. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why we see there. It's a really great spot to kind of get into DC, and we're seeing low prices there as well. So a lot of supply coming in there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I never thought about that. Washington, that's really inexpensive for Washington, DC. Every time I fly in there, it's like $400 or $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's really, really affordable at the moment for some reason.
Yeah, that's great. Like, I'm just making the list for my wife.
Yeah.
Like everybody else is. Yeah. That's why I keep going, what's next, man?
Yeah.
Kick it out, Jesse.
Yeah, so I mean, I think outside of that, we're seeing there's a lot of Florida on this list. Tampa, Fort Myers, in addition to West Palm Beach. So we're seeing Tampa and Fort Myers similarly about $150 on the low end, and then $230 on the high end. You know, I think these beaches, it's, you know, everyone wants to go, you know, everyone's looking to go to a beach this summer, right? And, you know, thinking about less people are maybe going internationally, maybe a little more price sensitive, so they're looking at, you know, what's domestic, and airlines are adding supply to these places, particularly Florida. You know, beautiful beaches, warm weather, a little too warm for me in the summer. I can't take the humidity personally.
I'm with you there.
But you know, very affordable prices, which is really cool to see. So expect those beaches in South Florida to be pretty busy this summer, I'd say.
Okay, so one more question about Florida. Disneyland, Orlando. Where is there deals for Orlando?
We're not seeing anything pop up in the data around Orlando. Not sure why. I think it's mainly what we're seeing, you know, kind of looking, taking a step back, maybe a 30,000 foot view. It's really focused on beaches. You know, that's kind of what's popping up. And I think it's airlines. That's where they're adding the supply, right? They're getting people to the beaches, I think, in summer. And that's where, you know, prices are low at the moment. So nothing for Orlando.
Okay. Just, yeah. There's like 300 people are going, what about Orlando? I want to go there in August since early September. So what's next?
Yeah, so you know, outside of the Florida spots, you know, one other one we're seeing is Detroit and Cleveland, kind of in the middle there. Similarly priced, about $120 round trip on the low end, and $215 on the high end. You know, they're not as, I think, exciting as maybe some beach places for the summer, but they do have a lot of lake access, right? So we're seeing those two that kind of round out the, you know, that kind of top 10 is Detroit and Cleveland, for most likely for beach access. Weather's pretty nice in the summer out there, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people love the boat down the lake. So that's kind of what we're seeing.
Okay, because I was really wondering, because you know what, I'm on the West Coast, so I'm 25 minutes away from San Diego.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, can't go there. But you know what, I was really wondering about Detroit and Cleveland, because they're not the most exciting towns to go to. So
yep.
When you say lake access and things like that, I think that's pretty cool. But it's really inexpensive, $100. That's great.
Yep.
Hey, folks, Jesse, this has been wonderful so far. We're going to give some travel tips. We're going to talk about the Dollar Flight Club next. So stick with us. We're right back with Jesse Newgarten and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything on the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. I want to thank you for joining us today. I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll never miss a show that way. Check out a few of our affiliates. Hey, you can go back and listen to Jesse talk about the best places to go with the lowest price, and that would be something very cool to check out. Also, check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, AMFM 247. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to live your spirit, live a life of personal financial freedom. You can also follow us at the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club on Facebook. Get guest gifts behind the scenes. You can see all the flubs, all the cats walking across the streets during COVID and all that kind of good stuff. But I just want to bring back Jesse. Jesse's going to start with some travel tips that I think are really important for everybody to know and realize to help them save some money and be safe while they're traveling. So Jesse, go right ahead.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, so you know, lots of tips and info out there on how to save. So, you know, really, you know, just want to talk about a couple really important ones. I think we hit on the first one earlier, which is salt shoulder season. If you can go to Europe in May or September instead of the months between, you're going to save a lot. It's an instant win for you if you can do that. You know, flights are up to 30% cheaper. Same with hotels, everything like that. So number one, if you can do that, give it a go. Number two is being flexible with the airports that you fly out of, right? So, you know, if you live in San Diego and you're trying to go to Paris, flights might be $1,500 round trip. But if you look at LAX, it's a 2-hour drive. Even to take the Amtrak up, it could be, you know, $500 round trip. Right there, you know, you saved $1,000 just on the flight. Spent a couple hours in the car. And that's, you know, even easier to do if you live in places like I talked about Washington, D.C. There's three big airports. You can take the Amtrak up to New York City, Philadelphia. So looking at the airports you fly out of can save you 30% right there and being a little flexible. The second one's on the other end is looking at where you're flying to, right? If you're going to Europe this summer, you live in San Diego, you're going to Paris, maybe flights into Paris, $1,500 round trip. But what if you look at London? What if you look at Amsterdam? What if you look at Munich? Those are all within a couple hour train ride of Paris, right? If it's $500 to get into London, fly into London, hang out there for a day, take the train to Paris for $40, and you've saved a ton of money there. You got more spend at the hotel. You know, it's a very easy way to save on flights very easily.
We did that exact one. We flew into London, and then we took the train over to Paris. Yep. It was comfortable. It was easy. And we were there a week and a half before the Olympics. So it was nice. So that's a great tip because my wife figured that one out, but we kind of stumbled into it. So
So you know, it's relatively easy to do if you have, you know, a day of flexibility and it saves you a lot of money. So those are really the three big ones, you know, without kind of going to the other smaller ones. That's really, you know, where you should focus and you're going to get the most bang for your buck on saving.
Okay. Is there any other places? I mean, we're going to go through your Dollar Flight Club. Is there any other websites that people might want to look at, maybe for hotel? I know you said booking.com, but is there any other places that they would, that you use that could, you know, help people save some money?
Yeah. So I think definitely, you know, booking.com just for their free cancellation. So if you find something cheaper as it gets closer, you can always cancel and book the new one. Nothing, you know, no issues. You know, if you're looking at like last minute, you know, you're kind of going, you know, last minute, you kind of didn't book anything. You know, hoteltonight.com is a pretty good one. They have really good last minute hotel deals. That's really the place that I would look if you're focusing on hotels and you're kind of at the, you know, last minute or close to. I would focus there because they do a really good job of finding those deals. So that's really the two that I'd focus on for hotels.
Okay, I appreciate that. So if you like, you can bring up the Dollar Flight Club. I'd like to have you show everybody the website, talk about how it works and show people how they can go about saving money or, you know, getting your newsletter, save some money on things.
Yeah, of course. Happy to. Yeah. So I'll share my screen here really fast. Let me just get to that. Yeah. So, so here's our homepage. You know, so the way it works is, you know, well, our goal is really to save people up to $500 on every flight without you lifting a finger, right? So the way it works, you would sign up, you tell us your home airport, where you want to fly out of. You tell us some of the dream destinations, so where you're trying to get to. So if it's Paris this summer, Hawaii in the winter, tell us that. And then what we're going to do is we're going to track hundreds of thousands of fares every day. And we find a deal that we feel is a really good deal for you. We're going to send you an email. We're also going to send you a text alert so that you don't miss out on that deal and then the place that you want to go. So really, that's at a high level how it works, and really our goal. And the way, if you want to sign up, you can really sign up for free. You know, we have a free membership. We also have a paid membership. The free membership gets you access to the club. And then the premium membership just gives you a little bit more, more deals, more personalization to help you save more money on your next trip. So
here's a question I have for you about your website. You have a newsletter called the Navigator. So what does that provide people if they sign up for your newsletter?
Yeah. So in addition to when you sign up, you'll get access to our deals. And we also have a newsletter called the Navigator, which is really a travel newsletter that helps you stay on top of all things happening in travel. So, you know, think about, helping you with miles and points deals, happening, maybe there's an airline that's starting a new route from your city, changes to loyalty programs, interesting things happening in different destinations. So that newsletter, in addition to the deals that you get free access to that newsletter as well, which really helps you stay on top of all things travel news. So it's a fun one. We enjoy writing it, and it's, people seem to like it.
Okay, so let's talk about Smart Points.
Yeah, and then Smart Points, so that's our other newsletter. You get access to that as well. And that one is really very, very specific and focused on helping you use your miles. So, sorry, not only use your miles and points to get, business class, first class deals to the places that you want to go or even the free hotel stays, but we recommend the credit cards that you should get or how to earn those points. So we really focus on helping you earn points, your miles and points strategy so that you can travel for free. And then we tell you how to do that. So it's kind of like a full circle club. Kind of helping you on flight deals, news, tips and tricks. And these newsletters kind of help you get the education that you need to travel more and pay less, really.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Hey, Jesse, how do people, did they just go to dollarflightclub.com?
Yeah, so it's dollarflightclub.com. Take a peek, learn a little bit. And then in order to sign up, you just hit sign up for free. You would just enter email. I can kind of go through an example here for you. You put your email address in, set your password, tell us your home airport. So I'm going to use Salt Lake City. And then you're going to tell us, what are your dream destinations? And we'll recommend a few popular choices. So I'll put Auckland, New Zealand, and hit next. And then you can either go with our premium membership. You can try that for $1 or just continue with a free membership, get a taste of the service, get some value, maybe book a deal, join for free. And then you can subscribe to either of our newsletters here. And then what it's going to do, it's going to pop you into our member dashboard where you get access to all the deals. You can see what we've sent recently. So here's from Salt Lake City to LA for $120. Here's San Jose, Costa Rica from $348 from a home airport. And this is where you can kind of review all the data, all the deals, update mm-hmm. your flight preferences. And then the last thing I'll say about the membership is in addition to the deal, you get a bunch of member perks. So by being a member, you get discount on lounge access or a party pass. You get discount on TSA pre-check, discount on hotels, as well as various brands, backpacks, and everything like that. So we try to do as much as we can to help you save once you're a member. And that's really the high level.
That's wonderful. Hey, Jesse, I want to thank you for joining us today. I think this is wonderful. Everybody's clamoring to find the best deals on travel, and you just gave everybody the scope of what to do and where to go, which is wonderful. So we really appreciate you. You know what? If you're okay with it, I'd like to maybe circle around later in the year and start talking to you about winter destinations and things like that sometime in September, October. Are you good with that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Would love to.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I'll get connected with your PR person to get that done. So again, everybody, Jesse, I want to thank you for being here today. We appreciate you here on Saving with Steve. And with that, I'm going to let you go, and I've got a few finishing comments. I want to thank you for joining us today. This is Steve Sexton. We had Jesse Newgarten, the CEO of Dollar Flight Club. You really want to check that out. He had some wonderful information about how you can save money on travel right now and how to plan for it the whole shot. So you know what? I encourage you to go to our YouTube, so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV. All the networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal financial freedom. You can obviously go to the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club on Facebook, savingwithsteve.us, for the whole replay, the whole shot. And with that, I'm going to wish you all a wonderful week. Look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.